morning. Welcome to the Atheist in the Desert podcast. It is December 21st, 2018. Thanks for listening. So, a couple days till Christmas. You know, I recorded a podcast the other day, and I liked it. I felt very inspired, and I was rolling pretty good, and I don't know what happened with the app. It just didn't save, and I don't know. I don't know what happened. Probably something I did, but kind of bummed, because you know, I haven't been doing these on a daily basis because, to be honest, I'm having a hard time with these days, mainly because I'm at a point right now in my life where I'm just really trying to talk less. And I used to look at it as I'm trying to talk less to prove something because, you know, all those cliches about, oh, silence is golden and you should speak less than you know, or you should listen more than you speak and all those things. And so I was almost doing it just to do it, you know. Again, it's kind of like that old, you know, the thing you may have heard that as soon as virtue recognizes itself, it immediately becomes vice. And I kind of feel like within the last year especially, I've started to move into a realm of I'm not doing these things to prove something. I'm doing them because I see where they're beneficial and they actually work. And when I'm in conversations or I'm talking about things now, I'm debating less and less with people these days. I'm not getting into a whole thing anymore of like I have to prove something or show you my point, or you know, if you're interested in my viewpoint, I'll tell you, but I'm not going to sit there if you're sitting there telling me that, you know, the earth is flat and I say it's round or whatever, or vice versa. I mean, that might be a bad analogy, but what I'm saying is that you have a viewpoint, I have a viewpoint. There's really no reason to debate. And I know I'm a debater. I'm a person who likes to argue and I like to prove points. And I've always been that way. My kids are that way big time. Always have to have the last word. And so I'm just becoming more and more at peace with some of this stuff. And I don't have to prove a point, you know. Case in point, my mother-in-law just got into town, and she's super religious, you know, very, very Catholic, very, and I guess when my wife picked her up from the airport the other night, they got into a big conversation about religion, and she really thinks, she's really sad that we don't go to church, and, you know, our kids should really be learning about the true meaning of Christmas and all this stuff, and that used to bother me. You know, it used to be like, oh, mind your own business, blah, blah, blah. But I've actually moved on past that a little more. And I told Susan, I go, you don't have to even debate her. You know, you can just agree. You can just say to her, yeah, maybe you're right about that. That doesn't mean I'm going to go start taking my kids to church every day and, you know, tell them about God and everything. I don't even need to get into the debate. I can just keep doing what I'm doing. You know, that's the thing with arguing, you know, I don't have to, you know, we get into this mode of, I have to prove a point, you know, it's like, what is that? Why do I have to constantly be in this thing? And what I kind of attribute some of that stuff to, like in the past, when her mom would get on us about not going to church, Susan would get kind of upset or whatever, and I used to think to myself that that's because maybe at that point in your life, maybe you think you should be going to church and maybe it's true. So that's why you get upset. You know, we don't typically get upset about things when people come at us about stuff that we're like, we know isn't true. It's like if somebody came up to me and said, hey, you know, why are you, I don't know, I can't even think of a good analogy. I'm just trying to think of something ridiculous, you know, like why are you painting your head red or painting your face purple? My face isn't purple. I'm like, well, I'm not. I wouldn't even think about it. I mean, that's a terrible analogy. But what I'm trying to say is that, but if it's something that might be true, that's usually when you get defensive. And that's usually, or if it's something that is important to you or something that, you know, maybe you think you should be doing, that's usually when you get defensive. And I know for me, I do. Like, if you've listened to any of my podcasts, you know that I consider myself an alcoholic. I haven't drank for a year and a half alcohol, and I'm just kind of on this path. I'm trying to of deal with life without buffers. You know, alcohol is a buffer. A lot of things can be buffers, and I'm really trying to just. I don't even like taking aspirin, and I don't like any type of. I bought some. I guess they were called like calming chewables. There's something in them to help you. It's supposed to help calm anxiety. I don't even really like taking those. I want to. Because I feel like the more that I deal with life without anything, the better. It's more real. But anyway, that's a different topic. But as far as the alcohol part, I didn't drink for a number of years in my 20s, and I went to Alcoholics Anonymous meetings, and I was really influenced by my dad, because my dad has now been going to Alcoholics Anonymous meetings, for 40 plus years, and it's great he's doing that. And I've gone back, and it's been a few weeks since I've gone to a meeting. I started to try to get going. I went to a home group again. We used to call them home groups. Have a meeting you go to every week and you're involved. And I have a hard time with it right now. I'm just having a really hard time with it. And I really don't think that you have to go to Alcoholics Anonymous to get sober. I think that's one of the ways. I think that's, to me, it's more about the surrender. But anyway, but what I'm trying to say is, being super influenced by my dad for a number of years, he used to bother me. He used to say, well, you're going to meetings? And I used to feel guilty about it, because at that time, my belief system was that you have to go to AA to be sober. So it bothered me when he would criticize me. But now, I don't even get into it. He might say something to me like, well, you should be doing this. And I say, yeah, you're probably right. And there's no reason to even argue about it, because I've chosen a path right now that I'm on, how I think I should handle it, and it's been working pretty well. I mean, I'm probably at more peace with how I'm living my life these days than I've ever been in my life, and I think part of it is just age. I'm in my 40s now, and I'm not as, I don't need to sit and get involved in nonsense. I'm passionate about a few things. That definitely, it doesn't mean I'm not like a robot and I don't ever feel anything, but I got to pick and choose sort of what I'm going to get into something with somebody about. I'm not going to argue with my mother-in-law about religion. We go to church twice a year, and it's usually Easter and Christmas, and she doesn't live here, and so I don't have to sit and listen every day about how we don't go to church. And so there's really no reason when she's here to get into arguments and things like that, or debates with like I have in the past about religion and whatever, and there's no need. So, when I started the podcast here today, I was kind of talking about how I'm trying to talk less. I'm trying to not analyze. I'm an analyzer. I'm always overthinking everything. And I really don't, there's no need. You just do what's in front of you. It's fairly simple. I don't have to get into a whole thing. This Christmas is going to be interesting. I lost my father-in-law this summer, so it's going to be our first Christmas without him. So I don't know how that's going to work out, if everyone's going to be emotional. And I don't get crazy emotional about this stuff. I lost my mom, about 10 years ago. And I miss her and stuff. And we weren't super close, the last, 10 years of her life. But at the end of the day, nobody gets out of this thing alive. We're all going to pass away. I'm not saying that one day when I lose somebody that I'm not going to be sad. But we have to start preparing ourselves for stuff like that and understand that it's going to happen. If I had to pick a philosophy of, and I don't know if you call, I guess you'd call Buddhism a religion, I don't know. But the way they view things, to me, is probably the closest to any type of a philosophy that I would agree with. They talk about attachments. We have these attachments to people, ideas, material things, and that's what causes suffering, because you have this idea that, well, I should have this, or I should, this person should care about me, or this person should be in my life, and nothing is permanent, so it's all eventually going to go away. Health, everything. So we have to kind of train ourselves to start thinking this way, and that the world is, again, it's perception. It's It's perceived. We put values on things that don't really have value. You know, we have values in our mind of what we think it is, but it's not real. Part of what I was talking about in my podcast the other day that didn't save was I was talking about perception and how our human perception is very interesting in the way we look at things and we assign things values. And that's why I have a hard time when people talk about God and what God's will is that, you know, well, that's what God wants or whatever. And I always look at it like, you know, my definition, I used to always say it to people for God before I probably became a full-fledged atheist, but I used to always say that God to me would be like the ever-changing flow of the universe. And that's how I look at things. The universe just goes and moves. It has its being. And it's going to go and do things based on what my human perception is, likes or doesn't like. It just goes. And that's why I have a hard time when people talk about God as like a person or somebody who can make decisions or change things or whatever. Because if anything, when we die, maybe we turn into something else that we don't even know what the heck it is. Like, we can't even describe it. You know, maybe we turn into a completely different entity of energy. I don't know. I don't believe in a heaven or that type of thing, but... or we're just dead and we're gone. I don't know. But anyway, that's... you know, I'm not talking about that right now. But what I was going to say is... I was hiking the other day and I was thinking to myself... we had just gotten a bunch of rain. And I was thinking that... what if there was like a rock up there on the mountain that... like slipped because of the rain and like landed on like a nest... or a, I guess a den or whatever you call it of... like ground squirrels, right? And it killed some baby ground squirrels. And they, you know, whatever, they died. Now... we look at that with our human brains and our human in the way we assign values and emotions to things, and we'd say, oh my God, that's so terrible. But does the universe think that's terrible? Does this flow of life think it's terrible? The boulder doesn't think it's terrible. The ground squirrels might not even. I don't even know. You know, I don't know what their thoughts are, if they have thoughts, but but we label it that, because that is all encompassing. That is part of the universe. You know, that is the universe. And so the bodies of the ground squirrels that died, you know, their bodies will decompose. They'll go back into the earth. It might feed some worms. It might put some nutrients in the soil that might be better for a plant. I don't know. It's going to continue to contribute to the flow of life. Okay. So who's to say that that's not just a plan that has to happen? You know, it's just like any type of death when somebody dies, you know, a person, we emotionally don't like it, and it's, and we feel bad, and again, I'm not saying be a robot and don't feel bad when you lose someone, but I'm saying that if you look at it from a perspective of how the universe operates, that can maybe help a little bit. You know, I'm not saying you don't miss that person and that type of thing. I'm not trying to be like cold-hearted. I'm just saying that those are the types of things that help me, because I'm a very emotional, reactionary person, and I have to almost, because I can be so one way, I almost have to go completely the other way to kind of balance it, and I have to look at it, you know, in that type of scale. So, what time is it here? I'm at 15, I'm almost 15. So this will be my last podcast probably of the year. Hopefully everybody has a great holiday. Enjoy it. Again, I'm not going to get into the religion or anything like that. But, you know, if anything, Christmas is a time where you can spend with friends and family if you like those people and you want to and enjoy it. And, you know, a lot of times people have some time off from work. Get out and do some stuff, you know. I know it's cliched, but I'm going to continue for my kind of New Year's resolution, I guess, is just continue to just try to be a part of this universe. Try to see where I can fit in. You know, you've heard me say in the past, if you've listened, I talk about the birds, you know. I'm actually driving down the freeway right now, and there's a flock of some type of bird. I don't know, I can't tell them. Are they pigeons? I don't know. But they're all like... they're flying, and there's probably 20 of them. They were just flying, and they're all flying just in unison, like together. It's pretty cool. But they get up today. They know what they are. They know what they are going to be. And I'm going to do my best in 2019 to be like the birds, you know, just be a part of the universe, not label the universe with my human emotions, good or bad or whatever. It just is. Accept that I'm a part of it. When I'm around people, I'm going to just do my best to see where I can add to the conversation. You know, I'm going to a Christmas party tonight for my daughter's team. And, you know, I don't drink, and so a lot of people be drinking. That's no big deal. That doesn't bother me. But I'm just going to really try to see tonight when I'm talking to people, like, where my words can fit in that are going to be helpful or maybe more, you know, inquisitive about that person instead of me having to sit there and talk about myself or what I'm doing or my kids or whatever, you know. Allow them to be. And I'm going to try to do more of that in 2019 because I'm not, you know, I'm getting better. It's like anything, though. I got to practice, you know. Yeah. So, I'm going to continue the podcast into 2019 and just kind of keep moving along, and hopefully people enjoy this. Take care. We'll talk in 2019. Bye-bye.